on this episode of Counting Cars.
You know how I have always wanted to ride a bike and never could. I don't know what it feels like, and I want to know.
We got to get you in the wind.
Check this out, man. I got a Challenger RT up my backside. Look at it.
Pull over. We want to talk to you about your car.
Dude, I think I'm getting ahead at my own game.
I'm looking for someone to put my Jeep back together. My budget's $10,000 to $15,000.
Ouch.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
We got Brian Thomas here to fit him on a bike.
Yeah, I remember.
It's not a traditional motorcycle. It's a three-wheeler.
The Can-Am.
Yeah.
So I've got this huge bike guy coming into the shop today. Well, huge, maybe not. You'll see.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Brian?
How are you?
How you doing, brother, man?
What's going on?
Good to see you, dude.
Good to see you, man.
Good.
How are you?
Sweet.
It's a dream that I've always had to ride a motorcycle. I've always wanted to ride my whole life and never could. That option never existed for me until I saw the Can-Am. That bike, being a three-wheeler, looks like a possibility to complete my dream. What do you think?
I love it.
It's a big bike.
It's bigger than I thought it was going to be, man. This thing is big.
Yeah, we go large. You know how I have always wanted to ride a bike and never could. I don't know what it feels like, and I want to know what this freaking thing feels like.
Mm-hmm. We got to get you in the wind.
The Can-Am Spyder is a crazy mix of sports car and motorcycle, and it's really hard to categorize. In fact, states differ on what license it takes to drive one. The Can-Am company previously only made water and snow vehicles, so this three-wheel Y-style bike really took people by surprise. The two wheels in the front make it incredibly stable, which is important because this thing goes from 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds.
So obviously I can't ride a two-wheeler, you know, because freaking every stop sign I go to, I'd be tipping over. It's the whole height thing. So basically, I just need this customized to fit me. All the electricity, all this stuff right over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything just has to be extended and just kind of like up in this area, you know what I mean?
This job is super challenging for me. These bikes aren't made to be adjusted to a person's height, and he could be doing 60 plus on a freeway. So the most important thing is safety.
How tall are you anyways overall?
4'1".
4'1".
Yeah, just like any other guy, I take great pride of that extra inch.
That's perfect. Is there anything else you want to do?
Well, my favorite color is purple.
Nice.
So if you guys can, like, purple it out, you know what I mean? I want this bike to just, like, pow.
I think when people see you riding this thing, it's going to be a wow factor
in
itself.
Yeah, we might cause some accidents.
Well, man, let me ask you a question. What kind of money can you spend? What is your budget?
I paid $9,000 for this, and I had $25,000 in my budget.
So you're comfortable 15 to 16?
You do 15, 16, whatever you want to freaking do, you do it. I just want to get it done.
I got you, man. You've got a good budget to throw at this. We're going to go crazy. Can you leave with us now?
I can't ride at home.
Smart aleck, I love it.
I normally don't work on modern cars or modern bikes, but in this case, this bike is going to allow Brian to get in the wind for the very first time in his life, so I'm ready to make an exception on this ride.
This car's just nice, man. You got her all done and she's tight, right?
Oh, absolutely. She runs great, she drives great, she looks great, she sounds great.
Check this out, man.
I got a Challenger RT up my backside. You know, Daddy bought you a nice car, kid. Now you just need a little respect back there.
Look at it. Pushing on me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Coming up on me.
Pull over.
What?
Pull over. We want to talk to you.
What?
We want to talk to you about your car.
Talk to him about my car?
Yeah.
This is crazy, man. These guys are playing my game. I'm the one who pulls people over. I don't even know what to think right now. That's why you gotta love Vegas, man. Anything can happen.
What a car.
Well, thank you, sir.
Lyle.
Lyle, I'm Danny.
Danny, this is my wife, Beverly.
Nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
glad you all dig the car, man.
Oh, it's one of those few cars that looks as good coming at you as it does going away.
I am to totally agree with you. It's a 1973 Plymouth Satellite Sebring Plus. In the early 70s, big roaring engines ruled the road, and the Plymouth Satellite literally enforced the rule as a popular police car. Plymouth has been making the fast and strong cars for decades and started its police fleet line of models in 1957. Then in 1973, a government regulation required safer bumpers for all automobiles, and Plymouth got creative by going with a sleek design while other companies like Ford slapped on a bulkier bumper. This bold move proved effective. Plymouth sold twice as many cars as the year before. Oh. I'll say it's a big block 400.
It's got the old-style piston air conditioner. They're great.
Absolutely. This man knows his cars.
Yeah.
We've got a special car just for our dogs. We've got a Lamborghini. We've got Chrysler. She has a Lamborghini. We just enjoy cars, and we saw this Sebring and thought that it would be a magnificent thing to own.
Would you consider parting with it?
We don't have one of these. And purple is really my favorite color.
I thought y'all were just trying to drag race with me.
Maybe we were to begin with, but now we're trying to buy your damn car.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Wow. Man, you caught me so off guard. I can tell that Lyle is serious, but this Sebring is my baby. I picked her up last year. I did a full restoration on her, and I gotta say, I have fallen in love with her.
Well, let me throw out a number. Let's start at $24,000.
Wow. I got to tell you, Lyle, this is all new to me, man. I love it.
I'm telling you, we really want this car. Come on, throw out a number that we can live with.
You guys need the money.
Well,
oh, my gosh. Would you go 35?
How about 34? 34.
I love you. Okay, you're on. I can't believe it.
Wow. 34.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad he came to his senses.
I tell you what, our shop is 5 minutes from here. I got a clear title.
I'll drive.
I'll love it. Today has been an eye-opening experience for me. I finally know what it feels like to be pulled over and have someone talk you into selling you their car. And I can't believe I actually fell for it and I sold one of my own babies. But you know, you can tell good car people from other car people, and I really believe that Lyle and Bev, they're going to take great care of my Sebring.
That's just fabulous.
You got great taste.
What happened?
He just died.
One of the problems is you were riding this thing like a tall person. You got to get down in there and ride it like a short person.
Got about half a Jeep sitting there.
Nope.
Got a big boy hanging out with it, man. Poor Kevin had to take his lunch to go today. Scott called, says there's this guy sitting out in our parking lot. He's got this car that needs a whole lot of work, claims that we're its last hope. How you doing?
Are you Danny?
I am.
I'm Doug.
Doug, nice to meet you, my partner Kevin.
How you
Hi,
doing,
Kevin.
Doug?
How can we help you, brother?
Well, I'm looking for someone to put my Jeep back together.
Cool. Tell me about your Jeep.
It's an 86 CJ7.
Nice. I like the CJs, man. The CJ7 was initially created for the military in the early 1940s in a response to a call for lightweight, all-terrain vehicle designs to be used in World War II. The Willys Overland Company created the winning design, which quickly became known as the Jeep. Before long, they were repositioned for civilian use. In fact, that's what CJ stands for, Civilian Jeep. After World War II, the CJ's popularity skyrocketed, and it remained popular through 1987. Chrysler took over and rebranded it as the Wrangler.
I bought this in the early 90s, and I had a great time running in the desert. I'm an avid off-road enthusiast, what we call dunatic. You know, I love the sand dunes. But sometime around 96, 97, I totaled it.
Ouch.
I had it towed to a mechanic. Gave him two checks for a total of $7,000.
Yeah.
And, 6 months later, he's on the run.
And you don't know where him, the Jeep, or
no
the cash?
I have no idea where he is.
Okay. Unfortunately, stuff like this happens in my kind of business all the time. Customers pay up front for work, and then they get burned. These kind of mechanics, they give us all a bad name, and frankly, it pisses me off.
After 7 years, I chased him down.
Nice.
We towed it to my garage and sat for a while, and I just want to finish it.
What are we missing?
The exhaust system. How do you lose an exhaust system? The rest of the parts I put in my truck.
Can we see the parts? See what
sure,
you
brought? It's right over here.
Sweet. Yeah, okay. Got the fiberglass top, got a little fiberglass damage. That's fixed. It's got the hood.
You want to see the rest?
I would love to. Nice. Yeah, brother.
Radiator grill, doors, trans coolers.
I love it. It's like you've got a whole Jeep here all together.
The major components are there.
Okay.
And you know what I'm missing? I'm missing what a guy like you can do.
Yeah, I mean, the parts are all here, but man, they're rusted, they're beat up. Doug seems to think that it's going to be an easy assembly, and I think Danny's buying it. But man, it looks like a nightmare to me. What's your budget?
Well, you know how it is. Money's tight. I mean,
right.
And I've already lost $7,000 and been chasing this for 15 years.
Right, so. But we didn't take it.
I know. I know. My budget's, you know, $10,000 to $15,000.
That's tight. I know we can build the Jeep. Mm-hmm. I'm confident, and I love the project. I think it's going to be awesome. The only thing that scares me is, you know, when you get into a project like this, you know something's going to be missing. We'll shoot for that goal, but I don't want to make any promises and not be able to deliver.
Good enough.
Okay.
Good enough.
Thanks, Doug.
10 to 15, that's definitely light for putting back together a completely trashed out Jeep. But I can see how much Doug loves and misses his baby, and I don't want some crook to get away with taking that away from him. So I'm praying that the car gods smile down upon us and help us take this Jeep back to her former glory.
Anthony, come over here. I know you're the tallest. Start it off. I want tall to short. Let's go. About 3 weeks ago, Danny's buddy Brian brought down his Can-Am motorcycle for some customization work.
The pegs here, I'm sure you guys can lift the pegs up.
Everything just has to be extended and just kind of like up in this area. You know what I mean?
Shannon finished all the custom work, but Danny has this crazy policy that he doesn't let any customers see the product unfinished. So we have to find a way to test drive this bike to make sure it's safe. I need the smallest guy we got, and it looks like you, Grandpa. I need you to test drive that Spider, that three-wheeler.
I can't ride no three-wheeler.
But it's easier than two.
Don't kill me.
Get your butt back to work then.
Get out of
here. Rolly, you're my guy.
Ow!
Everybody else, you guys go back to work. Shannon, let's see what we got.
Let me find a helmet.
You get somebody small enough?
I got Rolly.
Hey, is that bike done?
Sort of.
Hold on. Take that hat off real quick. This is going to be perfect for you. Here we go.
Ah.
Show us these modifications. What'd you do here?
We extended his foot pegs, extended his handlebars, so you can actually control the thing.
Let me get on here.
Oh, man. You're going to break it.
Let me get on here.
You look like you're giving birth.
Are you sure I'm not too big for this bike?
You're perfect. You're a perfect specimen.
I've seen Brian before. I mean, he's like that.
You're perfect.
But you're only a little bit bigger. It's okay.
Kevin is crazy. I'm bigger than Brian. I think I'm bigger than Kevin or Shannon.
You're always talking about you want to be more than just the detailer? You're the crash dummy. That's an upgrade in your position. Good luck, buddy.
Everybody has to take the emergency brake off. Just depress it and let it up. Yeah. It's gonna crash that thing.
Did you show him how to shift gears?
No. Gonna blow it up.
I don't hear it no more. He wrecked it.
I hope he didn't crash. There you are. What happened?
Acted like it's out of gas.
Did you break it?
I didn't do nothing. It just died.
You didn't hit anything, did you?
No.
You broke it, didn't you?
Shut up. I didn't break it, you dummy.
What did it do, Roland?
Yeah, it just like stalled it like do.
One of the problems is you were riding this thing like a tall person. You gotta get down in there and ride it like a short person.
So it died because I ride it like a tall person?
Yeah.
These guys are crazy. Kevin wants me to ride this bike like a short person? What the hell is he thinking? As huya, mit que zale smogaro.
There you go. Get small.
Yeah,
small.
Get in there. Get small.
Small like this?
Yeah. So mechanically, we're good?
Yeah, I just have to make him feel like he broke it.
It's sad, but he makes the perfect crash dummy.
Yeah.
I know you've been waiting.
Where is it?
You ready to roll this out? All right.
Oh, are you kidding me?
The guys are almost finished with Brian's Can-Am Spider, and I gotta tell you, I cannot wait to get out in the wind with Brian for his very first ride. In the meantime, Doug's 1986 CJ7 has been completed. We took that pile of messy parts and resurrected that Jeep back into her former glory. I'm just hoping that Dune Man Doug is loving his Jeep as much as I am. How long has it been since you've been cruising in this Jeep?
15 years.
15 years. This thing's been missing. Scott!
Oh, you know Scott.
How you doing, Scott?
What are you doing, my brother?
You are definitely ready to see this, right?
I'm more than ready. I'm more than ready to see it.
I guess we should. Well, yeah, okay, we should have seen it. Run away!
There we go.
Come on, baby! You're gonna love it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh,
damn. Oh, man.
Let's hear it. Rev it up.
Is it good enough? Give you goosebumps?
I don't know what to say, guys. What did you do to it?
Absolutely everything. Doug's 86 CJ7 showed up, and there were parts all over the place. So we basically put the whole thing back together in brand new interior, gorgeous paint job, custom graphics that mimic the original graphics with inset flames on it, beautiful custom roll cage. This Jeep is now back to her former badness.
I got everything completed on your work order and a couple extras because you had a little room in the budget.
Oh, you put electric fans on this.
Oh, yeah, man. Keep this thing cool.
What'd you do with the exhaust?
It's full custom. We put a whole new system on it right back from the headers.
When we do something, we go all the way, brother.
I didn't have any doubt about it. I didn't have any doubt about it. I couldn't be happier with the way the Jeep came out. It looks like a brand new car. I guess I'm a little bigger than I was 15 years ago.
Hey, we'll move the seat back a little. We got you covered. I'm a hot dog man, too.
I'm so stoked that Doug loves his Jeep. I mean, he had to wait 15 years to get his baby back from some shady mechanic that was taking him for a bad ride. But now, Doug is thrilled, and so am I.
Well, see you guys.
Hey.
Wow. Sitting in that Jeep just brought back memories of 20 years ago. My kids were little then. Those kids rode in the back of that Jeep everywhere we went. So now I'm going to take my grandkids for a ride in that Jeep. That's exactly why I did it.
Did we get it
right?
That's
exactly what I was thinking. Man, you guys.
It's not as easy as it looks, putting a vehicle back together from a pile of parts that you have never seen before. But you know, some wrongs, they just need to be made right. And this Jeep, she is now back to her former badness. I'm just hoping that Doug can now forget about all the bad stuff he had to go through to get this Jeep back out on the road, and better off, he can get back off-road. Rolly, she looks beautiful, man. Great job.
Congratulations, man.
Ready to see this, man?
This is
bad, brother. I know you've been waiting. My buddy Brian, he has always wanted to ride a motorcycle, but he never could because of his size. So he went out and he bought a three-wheeled Can-Am Spider and brought it to us so we could fully customize it for him and make it fit. Now, making these dimensions just right, that's a real challenge. But Shannon worked his magic, and this baby's going to fit perfect, and we're going to get Brian out in the wind.
I don't even have my license yet.
This is perfect.
We're good with that. The DMV doesn't have a bike I can ride. So I have to ride to the DMV
illegally.
And then go from the DMV and ride and do whatever I got to do. It's going to be pretty funny.
Where is it?
You ready to roll this out?
Yes.
All right. Shannon, my brother, bring that baby out.
There we go.
Kidding me.
Nothing like a little bit of swearing when you see it.
In order to make this Can-Am Spider rideable for Brian, we had to disassemble and re-engineer all the controls on this bike. We had to raise the foot pegs, the brakes, the shifter lever, all of that so his legs can reach it. We had to pull the handlebars way back so he could reach the handlebars. All that got done to perfection. Then we painted this bike a psycho purple metallic, and Horny Mike did his magic on the hood, and I gotta say, this thing is
bad.
This doesn't even look like what came out of the trailer. You guys are absolutely freaking amazing.
Remember, you said you wanted some serious carnage and a wicked-looking spider.
Dude, you are one sick mother.
I absolutely love it. I think this thing has just got a nasty attitude, and I think it's bad.
I tell you, it's worth every freaking penny. You know, all of my life, every obstacle I've had, I've overcome.
Yeah, man. This is awesome. This is freaking awesome.
Holy crap. I love you guys.
You deserve it. You deserve it. This is why we love building cars and bikes. Sometimes you're building a big toy for somebody, but sometimes it's a lot more than that. Like in this case, we're making this man's dreams come true. And that is a good thing.
This is so freaking cool. How do I start this thing?
That's Shannon's department.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Now we're talking. Let me ask what could be the dumbest question of the century, man. You feel like going for a ride?
Yes.
You want to, man? Let's go get a couple bikes, man. Don't go nowhere, man.
I got you your own riding vest.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
That's just tough right there.
I love it.
You guys have fun.
See you later, Mike.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go to work.
The horns match the bike perfect, man.
I've been waiting 47 years to ride. I'm going to have my dream come true right now. I just want to get on that bike and start cruising. I'm hoping Danny and Shannon can give me some pointers on some do's and don'ts.
This is why I do this, brother. Today is a beautiful day.
This is awesome.